Evening, everyone. Broadcasting live, January 30th, 2016. Today's quote is about how you know a wise person. Short quote. There are three things by which you know a wise person. Wisdom is an interesting thing, no? It's, you know, being a Buddhist monk, it's just everywhere. It's such a big part of our lives, but it's not something you hear the world talk too much about. What do we know about wisdom? If you ask people, how do you become wise? I think very few people would say, practice meditation, right? If you're not Buddhist, that is, if you're not aware of that. Very few people come to me to learn meditation because they want to be wise. Most people want to be calm. They want to learn how to control their minds, how to quiet their mind. I think wisdom comes from old age. You get old and you get wise. We pair them up, old and wise. You don't hear people say young and wise, right? Old and wise. Or there's a sense that someone just is wise. A wise man, a wise woman. As though they were born with it, like a gift. Or it comes from study. You read lots of books, you become wise. Now we know that's really not true, and yet there's a sense that it somehow comes. People can gain wisdom from study. Some people. But wisdom really comes from experience. True wisdom. It doesn't come from reading, it doesn't come from thinking, it comes from experiencing. That's why meditation is so helpful for the cultivation of wisdom. Because it gives you experiences that you'd never have otherwise. When people who have been to war zones, they become very experienced. People who have traveled, who have experienced extremes, who have experienced difficult situations, who have lived through difficulty, they're very wise. But we meditators know that the most terrible war zone is in ourselves. The greatest challenge. It sounds like a hyperbole, but it's actually not. I remember in Thailand, one Israeli man, he was doing a course with us, and near the end of the course, in the part where it gets quite intense, he said, "Man, you should teach this to the Israeli army. The training in the Israeli army is nothing compared to this." And if you know anything about the Israeli army, it's nothing. It's nothing to laugh at. So if you want experience, this is what I think in Lao Tzu he says: a wise person travels wherever they travel. They don't need to leave the cart to know the world. Dostoevsky says in The Idiot, he says, you can understand, you can know the whole world in a jail cell, something like that. Because our minds, mind comes first, the Buddha said, Manopubhangama Dhamma. Mind is first, comes before all things. Manosetta Manomaya. Rules things, makes things. Things are fashioned from the mind. All of our good, all the good things that happen to us, all the bad things that happen to us, they're fashioned from the mind. So real wisdom comes from meditation, the best kind of wisdom. The most challenging experiences you'll ever have are from sitting with your eyes closed, doing nothing. But the quote's actually about how you know a wise person. How do you know a wise person? By three things. One, they see a shortcoming as it is. They see their faults. They know the problems that they have in their mind. So wisdom isn't just curing your problem, curing your faults, your flaws. It's even wisdom just to recognize them as they are. Right? So if someone's an angry person, but they feel good about being angry and they think, well, I deserve to be angry, or it's right for me to be angry. These people deserve my anger. Or if a person is depressed and they think, well, there's a bad thing happened to me, I should feel depressed. Or if a person is afraid and they think the things that they're afraid of are worth being afraid of, that's not recognizing it as a problem. Not recognizing the shortcoming, not recognizing the flaw. So the first is recognizing it as it is. It's the first step. You can't go any further unless you see your flaws as flaws. If you think you're not doing anything wrong, people who think they're not in the wrong, you can't fix their problems. Same goes if you feel guilty about it, or you feel angry about it, you hate yourself because of it. You can't fix it that way. Objectivity for your flaws is very important, your shortcomings. See them as they are. That means being objective about them. Objectively seeing what they're doing to you. Because you'll see what they're doing. You'll see that the emotions, that the negative emotions, unwholesome emotions, that they are bad for you. The second thing is trying to correct your shortcomings. So some people know that they have problems. Lots of people will say this, oh yeah, I'm lazy. But they're too lazy to do anything about it. Oh yeah, I get angry. I'm an angry person. I have an anger problem. But they never do anything about it. Sometimes we don't do anything because we don't know what to do. It's sad in the West here that there's not a tradition of meditation, right? So people don't know what to do. They end up taking drugs or medication. And the third one's kind of interesting. When someone acknowledges a shortcoming, forgiving it. I've talked about this recently, forgiving other people's shortcomings. It's important. You know? Even evil people are people. And you don't gain anything from hating them. When we see other people's faults, we immediately become perfect. It's really interesting. We lose sight of our own faults. We become self-righteous, and that's where hypocrisy comes from. Once you start to see your faults, you become very humble. Once you see I'm all messed up. I'm all messed up, so I don't feel like I can accuse anyone else of being messed up. Just work to see my shortcomings, work to see my flaws, work to fix them, and forgive yourself, forgive others. There's no reason to get upset about it. There's only a reason to try and fix it, try and correct it, change the way we look at it. So that's the quote for tonight. What's going on in internet? I have a lot of people tonight. A few people. I was late meditating tonight. I had some talking to a meditator. Oh, good. Good group tonight. Well, thanks everyone for, as usual, making our group a success. Have a good night.